from KQED.
So we here at the California Report get tons of emails and press releases about science and technology news. And frankly, I don't know enough about those subjects to figure out if it matters or if it doesn't. But the good news is there are tons of smart, insightful reporters who can help sort it out. So with that, welcome to the first installment of our series, Does This Matter?
Live from the studios of KQED Public Radio in sunny San Francisco, California, it's time for everybody's favorite news game show,
Does This Matter?
I guess that makes me host of this game show. Today we are talking about a company selling a high-tech juice maker. Turns out not a lot of people are interested in paying $400 for a glass of juice, which isn't all that surprising or interesting. What I want to know is, does it matter that while a lot of people struggle to get a loan for their car or home, this product got $120 million from investors who didn't even see a prototype? Ellen Hewitt has been covering the story for Bloomberg. She says this is way more than an overpriced juice machine. Ellen, thanks for being our first contestant on Does This Matter?
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so explain to me why the juice... Juicero?
Juicero.
I don't even know how to pronounce it.
A lot of people were saying Juicero.
Juicero, yeah.
It is Juicero. There was a lot of jokes also about how Juicero looks like the word Juice Bro,
or that you might
just read it and accidentally think that it was Juice Bro. I think it hits a little close to home.
Well, let's start then with what this machine actually is and who created it.
So the Juicero is the brainchild of this juice lover named Doug Evans. You know, Doug had a background in juice, although he didn't really have a background in technology.
He went to school for juice or something?
He had a past juicing company. And then this new venture of his, he decided he wanted to make a cold press that could sit at home, squeeze your juice for you, and have it be super fresh. You know, the Juicero is the machine, and it costs $700 at first, and then they lowered the price to $400.
$700 for a juicing machine.
Yeah, and it's big and beautiful.
Does it serve it to you? Does it, like, do your taxes?
It squeezes a proprietary pack of cut-up fruits and vegetables into a glass that you put beneath it. So, you know, it's kind of like a Keurig for juice.
All right, Ellen, I'm just going to be honest. This sounds like a really stupid idea. Why does this matter?
Well, I'm not sure I can argue that Juicero, the machine, matters. It shows that there are these cracks in our venture capital system, and it's worth examining sort of how did that happen. And I think part of it is that the people making the investments, you know, venture capitalists tend to be from a very select group of people. They tend to be men. They tend to be wealthy, and maybe they're the sort of person who wants fresh squeezed cold pressed juice in their home, when I think maybe you could argue that money should and could do better elsewhere. And then I think it's also this argument that venture capitalists are often making bets before they really know what a company's going to look like. And in this case, we found out that they invested before there was even a working prototype.
Well, at the very least, did this juice taste good?
It tasted fantastic. That's like the funny thing about it, is it was really delicious.
And I understand you don't even like juice.
I mean, I prefer to eat a fruit.
The truth comes out, right?
I know. Yeah.
Anti-juice agenda.
No, but I mean, I think you can make an argument that, like, if you're not eating any fruits and vegetables, then maybe juice would be better. But it's true, it has a lot of sugar without the fiber. So,
well, Ellen, based on what you told me, it really seems, as much as I hate to admit it, that this does matter. We should be looking at it.
Yeah, it's about a lot more than just juice.
Ellen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.